Thank you very much.
The Trump administration signed a sweeping asylum agreement with El Salvador. The deal could allow the U.S. to reject migrants seeking asylum in this country and instead send them to the Central American country to seek protection there. Emily Green reports from El Salvador.
Most people here haven't yet heard of the agreement, but President Nayib Bukele enjoys sky-high approval ratings, and people like 23-year-old Juan Antonio were poised to support the deal, even though they said they didn't know what it meant. He said the deal with the U.S. seems like a good idea. Bukele is doing an excellent job. But critics know El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates in the world and can't protect its own people, much less thousands of asylum seekers. Oscar Chacon, director of Alianza Americas, says these and other agreements are victories for President Trump's hardline immigration agenda.
This agreement, for all practical purposes, is precisely an extension of the U.S. border so that these countries become the first filters to deal with migration.
But El Salvador's foreign minister, Alexandra Hill Tinoco, characterized the agreement in positive terms, one that she says would benefit El Salvador long term. The terms of the deal still haven't been released, but Hill Tinoco indicated that the U.S. would increase economic aid to El Salvador and also provide more support to fight the gangs.
The main issue is to protect our people that are forced to flee the country. We are talking about giving them secure alternatives and finding and increasing legal alternatives to safe migration. This is what this general memorandum of agreement contains.
Hill Tinoco also suggested that U.S. officials may back down on efforts to deport some 200,000 Salvadorans living in the U.S. with temporary protected status. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in San Salvador.